listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson. I Came By, a movie by Netflix. Okay, the movie is quite interesting. Of course, it has a few plot twists, and there are a few disappointing moments in there. And I don't want to spoil the movie to the utmost core of it. So I will not spoil this whatsoever. I will be brief and just about the film, and to avoid as much as possible to spoil the big secret. Now, the big secret itself spoils a lot of things. When you find out what the big secret is, what my man Blake has in his basement, you know, the creaking sound that Toby hears, then you think to yourself, what in the world is going on here? And it has a horrible ending in my book. The ending is great, but you would have hoped for something beautiful to happen. And of course, the first 40 minutes of the film are quite amazing. So this is a home invasion crime thriller of some sort, where a group or pair of graffiti artists break into, you know, houses of the uber elite, and they prescribe or engrave or write a sentence that says, "I came by." Simple but direct. It basically tells the uber elite, the rich and famous, that I can come into your house, paint your wall. I can literally know anything about you, fam. So it brings everyone who, it's about social injustice and economic injustice, where the wealthy take all the wealth and leave the scrubs and the crumbs to the poor. So these two gentlemen, Toby and Jay, are freedom fighters, are economic fighters of some sort. And they try to find a way forward for the world. So they break into people's house and they paint this "I came by" writing or graffiti writing. So that's the name of the film. Now, there's a big secret. Now, they've been doing this in almost every house, and they're two goody two shoes criminals in a way. You know, there's even a scene where Toby robs a guy, he pickpockets a guy's wallet and then pretends to drop it on the ground, only to pick it up and say, "Sorry, sir, this is your wallet." And then pretends to look at the man and say, "Give me something, I give you a wallet." And only to give the money he took from that man's wallet, or gifted for finding a wallet, to a poor lady on the street, because the guy who he stole the wallet from was looking down, you know, on the poor and the needy. So it's basically about the rich spitting on the faces of the poor, and these graffiti artists are basically breaking and entering in people's homes to say, we're here, we see you, you scumbags, you corrupt politicians, you corrupt rich people, we see you, we were here, we saw your home, we got comfortable and nice in your home." So in a way, that's the whole thing. Now, these two gentlemen break into a former judge's house who's been nicknamed Saint Blake because he helped a bunch of refugees and, the needy, the healthy, and the public eye. And so these guys, Toby and Jay, try to break into his house because they're breaking into the houses of the uber elite. Whether they find something sinister about you, they look into you. They break into your house, they scope you out for a while, and once they get the opportunity, they break into your house and they paint the "I came by" words or slogan, whatever it is. Tag. Yeah, the "I came by" tag. So they tag your house, "I came by." And then you lose your jets, you call the police, yada yada yada, sort of stuff. Now, while this is all is happening, Jay's girlfriend Naz happens to fall pregnant. Now, Jay is not a first-time offender. He's had crime and he's done 6 months in jail before. Now, after the news finding out he was going to be a father, he wants to stop the whole tagging business, the whole graffiti business.
So he tells Toby, I can't do this graffiti stuff no more. I can't tag people's homes no more because I got a kid in the way and I don't want to get caught and go to jail. Okay, cool. Toby doesn't like it, so he gets frustrated and ends up trying to tag Mr. Blake or Judge Blake, former Judge Blake's home. And upon proceeding to tag Judge Blake's home, he discovered a secret in Blake's basement. The secret so detrimental, so deadly, that it gets him killed and puts his family in trouble. His family, his friends in the danger. You know, that's the whole thing. Now, I would tell you the secret, what sinister thing Judge Blake has in his basement. But then that would make you not watch the film. And I want you to watch the film. I'm just saying. It's a great film. Hugh Bonneville stars in this role as Judge Blake. You know, he's known for his kind and comforting roles in Downton Abbey, but in this film, he takes more of a sinister, crazy, mentally disturbed. He's not mentally disturbed. Psychotic. That's the right word. Psychotic person who's got some traumatic. Life story. There even sits down and there's a part where this Judge Blake person or persona tells a young man about his life and what sort of leads him to be this type of person that he is. That a young man seduced his father, separated his family, so he made it his own mission to punish this young man. So he's sort of in a way targeting people of that caliber, of that nature. Now, if I revealed the people of that nature, that would give out the secret. And if I say punish, that also gives out the secret. What is this man hiding in his basement? I will not tell you. So go watch the film. You will not be disappointed. The film is quite thrilling and chilling. Of course, I do say there are a few plots and twists, moments that you did not expect, and some things unexplained or explained. Maybe I don't get the explanation. I don't know. This would be way easier if I just told you what the secret is. But I'll give you the secret. I will not tell you what's in the basement. I will say whatever is in the basement gets Toby killed. Yes. And after that gets Toby killed, Jay will be worried, so worried that he'll take matters to his own hands and ends up catching Blake in the act and informing the police. And Blake gets caught by the police for his heinous crime. Oh my God, I just revealed it. But if you're too slow, you won't catch it. He's doing something illegal in his basement. That's what I'll tell you. So whatever he's doing illegal, of course, there are moments where he's almost caught. Where you go, my God, he's getting caught. You know, police officers come to his home with a search warrant. They search him. Then you're like, God damn, they got him. And then they don't catch him because he's got a friend at the precinct. He's got a friend who happens to be a chief of police at this police station. Captain, rather. I think it's a captain, right? Yeah, he's got a friend who's a captain or chief of police. I'm not sure about that. So this chief of police probably tip him off that the police are coming to your crib. So he removes his crime from his premises. And when the police show up, they literally go where the crime took place, where this heinous crime takes place. And they cannot find it because he covered his tracks. Which makes it way beautiful. And it's so cunning in such a way. I love the part where this guy was pretending to not see people watching his home. So he hid things in such a way that they see them. So he could capture them. And the way he got rid of the evidence was just beautiful. Man, you should watch this. You should definitely watch this. Completely beautiful performance from all the actors. By my personal opinion. It's sad what happened to Lizzie, Toby's mom, in the end. And it's also sad what happened to Toby. But I'm glad it worked out for Jay, where he ended up you know, getting what happened to his friend, you know, sorted. But then again, you can blame Jay, because when Toby came and tried to tell him what he had seen in Judge Blake's home, he didn't want to hear it because he was focused on his family, and that led to his friend dying, and that led to a whole bunch of drama where he himself almost gets murdered in a way because of the big secret. So, and he almost loses his family because he's being secretive towards his girlfriend, and she wants to leave him because he's not telling the truth about certain things. But in the end, I'm assuming he works things out because she sort of helps him solve the crime, and the bad guy gets caught and everything is great, but certain lives are lost. But justice is found, justice is prevailed. Justice isn't justice prevailed. I don't know why I'm saying justice is prevailed. So in that end, the story ends in such a way that, you know, the culprit is caught, but lives are lost. So there's a whole bunch of, you know, there's murder, there's home invasion, there's crime, there's evasion of privacy, there's trespassing. There's murder. And then there's another thing I will not mention because... Okay, I'll mention this. No, I won't mention it. Watch the film. I know. I've never actually done this. I usually say I don't want to spoil it and I go on to spoil it. But today, I have decided to have more restraint and not tell you what the big secret is. So, in order for this recording to make any sense, you have to watch the film. But if you listen to this and then watch the film, it will all make sense, what I'm saying. And you'll be like, damn, I wish Reese had just told me what the damn secret was. But I won't tell you. It's better if you watch it, man. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, or this week's episode. What's the terminology? This is episode 105. Yes, we have 105 episodes out of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast. That is quite a lot. And don't forget that I've been throwing out a lot of bonus episodes that don't count in the bottom line of episode cunt. So those that I count, they're 105. Wow, that is quite amazing. That's quite a milestone. So hip hip hooray to me. And you, thank you for listening. And remember to support this podcast on Patreon. As always, the link will be on the description. And remember to tell your buddies, friends, and everybody about the podcast. We cover a wide variety of shows from Netflix. I don't know why I changed my voice. It just happens. So I'm sorry. Goodbye.